The Holy Gospel for today, the celebration of the resurrection of our Lord, Easter Sunday, is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. We sometimes think that we know the story already. Christmas and at Easter. Okay, that's when I see most of you. And you think you know the story. Listen carefully to this reading from Matthew's Gospel, because it's different than the other Gospels in many ways. And I'm going to be talking about that in the sermon. So listen carefully to the Easter story as Matthew gives the account of it. Matthew chapter 28. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly, for fear and great joy was upon them, and they ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him at his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Let us pray inspiration for this sermon. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia. The question is simple, but it's very profound. What did the Marys go to see? It's that easy. What did the Marys go to see? In Matthew's Gospel, we don't have Mary Magdalene and the other Mary with spices and ointments and myrrh to embalm the body, as we have in other Gospel readings. They simply are going to the tomb. Matthew says, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb because they knew that there had been a stone rolled in front of the tomb so that nobody could take away the body, rob the tomb of it, and then say, "Oh, he's risen. He's risen indeed." And in fact, there was a guard there, a couple guards there, watching the tomb. So what did they go to see? They went to see a tomb. A graveyard, a cemetery, okay? Pretty magnificent one, because the tomb was in a cave with a big stone rolled in front of it, with guards in front of it, okay? But then, they didn't expect the earthquake and the earth to rumble and all that happened with the angel descending from heaven. I love this part of the Gospel. Yay, Matthew. I mean, Matthew loves vapor smoke, and he loves all of the Cecil B. DeMille kind of stuff, think Ten Commandments and that. You know, Cecil B. DeMille was a director in the movies, by the way, a long time ago. But then Matthew says, "For fear of him, the guards, plural, shook and became like dead men." I love that. And in fact, in the Greek, the word for shook is wrong. In the Greek, it says they quaked. They quaked and became like dead men. I was thinking this week of how to explain to young people in the pew, yes, I'm speaking to all of you under 20 years old, as what it means to quake. And came to mind this: Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis, and Little Richard. Some of you know Little Richard, Elvis, and Jerry Lee Lewis. If you're 20 and under, go Google it on the Google machine. They'll have, they quaked. I love it. The guards, because of the earthquake and the angel descending from heaven, they quaked, pun intended, earthquake, Jerry Lee Lewis, who was even better than Elvis and Little Richard, and they played dead. I think that's so marvelous, because it tells about how people really are. The guards were scared to death, pun intended. Okay? So they quaked and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, and I love that too. Women, you should pick up. The men are worthless. Okay? Men are worthless. They're in the upper room, locked away. And then the men who, with the big stone, they quake like, Little Richard and played dead. So the angel said to the women, do not be afraid. Where have you heard that before from this pulpit and this preacher? Every year for 15 years at Christmas and Easter, we have, do not be afraid. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But the angel says, do not be afraid. I know that you are looking, and the angel gives him a break here. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. From the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee, where you will see him. This is my message for you. I love that. The angel wasn't going to deal with these guards or the men. Forget that. Jesus will do that later. We'll talk about that next Sunday during the gospel. But the angel says to the women who have their heads screwed on straight, do not be afraid and go tell the disciples what I tell you. The good news of the resurrection. I love that. I absolutely, Matthew gets it. Matthew gets it on such a human level. So they, the women, left quickly. I don't know what happened to the guards. I think they were still laying there playing dead for however many hours. They don't know what happened to the angel. Maybe the angel just sat there on the stone going, okay, I'll get him out. We'll see who gets up first. So they, the women, left the tomb quickly with fear. Okay, the angel just said, don't be afraid. But it was a different kind of fear. They left with fear and great joy. Fear and great joy that life had come into the world. Oh my word. They were expecting a graveyard, a tomb. They came to see the tomb. Not to prepare the body for embalming or in burial or anything, that like in other gospels. They came just to see the tomb. My mother and my sister, bless their hearts. Three people. My two grandparents and my father are all buried in the same cemetery in Bend, Oregon. And then we have a couple friends, too. Well, my mother, bless her heart, she goes, we need to take care of the neighborhood. So she goes and she cuts all the grass and everything around eight grave plots that are surrounding our three family members. Because you need the neighborhood to look good. This past month, just ask the ranchers and the farmers, we're a month behind, right? Cold and snow and now the mud. We're a month behind, I think. My daylilies are tulips and daffodils are growing. I've got 8-inch daffodils, not blooming, and 3-inch tulips, even when I put 6 inches of snow on top of them last Tuesday when we were all white. My mother said, John, I haven't been able to get to the tomb, to the graveyard, the cemetery, because it's too snowy. She's 89 years old in 2 months. And she goes and she gets down on her knees and she trims all the grass so it looks good, the neighborhood. And then they put artificial flowers there because the deer will come and eat the real ones. Oh boy, they try to eat the artificial ones too, but they sort of learn not to do that. She goes, I haven't been able to do it. It's Easter weekend. This weekend it's Easter and they don't have flowers on their grave. I said, Mom, it's okay. In a couple weeks you can do that. You and Jody can go do that. It'll be okay. What did they come? The women left the tomb quickly for fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And suddenly Jesus met them and said, greetings. Ha! I love that. And the word there is not really greetings. All the letters I write every week to family and friends, 9 or 10 of them a week I do. That's how I correspond. I don't do phone or texting or Twitter or anything. I'm an old dinosaur. I put greetings from the Holy Land of American Falls. Well, the greetings here in the Greek is not greetings. It's rejoice. Rejoice. They left with fear and great joy. And Jesus said, yes, rejoice, because it's me and I'm alive on earth. And they came to him, they took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, listen carefully. Besides rejoice, the first words out of his resurrected body was, do not be afraid. If you didn't listen to the angel, listen to me, your friend and your Lord. Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee there, and they will see me. In your bulletin, take it home. No recycling today. Take it home. Use it this week in your prayers and that. Read through it. There's a thing about the Paschal candle, what that all means, and right? At the bottom of that page, there are the Easter verbs. The secretary involved that I worked with as an intern, she's the one that turned me on to this. The Easter verbs are simple. Come see, go tell. That's it. That's the Easter message in a nutshell. Pastor Beek, you should just say those words and then say amen and sit down and shut up. But you know me too well. Easter verbs. Come, see, go, tell. What did the women come to see? A tomb. The cemetery. Okay, there wasn't enough snow to keep them away. And so they came to the cemetery. And what did they see? They saw an angel and an open tomb that was empty. He said, go and tell his disciples and followers. He will meet them. I think it's so easy for us to be like the women. The women were expecting death. He had died just 3 days before. They buried him. They came to the tomb. That's what they came to see. And that's not what they saw. They were expecting death. We too, some 2,000 years later, what did you come here to see today? What did you get? If we had time, I'd have you all answer that, honestly. Answer it honestly to yourself. What did you come here to see? Some of you were drugged here by wives or husbands or grandparents or whatever. Okay, yeah, you're smiling. Yeah. They can't hear you smile, but I can see you smile. What did you come here for? What did you come to see? We are so used to death. You've heard me say that in the first 12 weeks of 2023, I couldn't believe it, so I kept a list. In the first 12 weeks of 2023, I've dealt with 12 deaths in our community, in our congregation, family, and friends of mine. 12 weeks, 12 deaths. I've been a pastor for 37 years. I know how to deal with death and funerals. None of those 12 did I officiate the funeral of. And that was really hard because I know how to officiate a funeral. I know how to do that after all these years, hundreds and hundreds of people I buried. We are so easy to deal with death. Gray hair, handlebars on our waist, whatever it means to die to ourselves. But we're not very easy to deal with life. The women came to see a tomb and a graveyard, and instead they were dealt with life. And not only an empty tomb and an angel, but Jesus himself saying, do not be afraid. Life is not that scary. And yet we, 2,000 years later, are so deathly afraid, pun intended, of life. Life is scary. And believe me, I as a pastor totally get it. That's why I'm an old bachelor. I'm scared to death to date. Scared to death to be in a relationship. Scared to death to die to myself. I was too selfish, too self-centered. I'm not going to deal with all that. And I didn't have time. That was the excuse. I was an artist in undergraduate school. I was a seminarian in graduate school. I've been a pastor. I don't have time for a wife and children and a dog and a cat. But really, when it comes down to it, I'm no different than any of you or the women at the tomb. I'm scared of life. I'm scared of life because life can be so wonderful. Jesus said, rejoice.
It's me. I'm alive. There's life after death. Sin is no more. You can be freed from that. You can be forgiven of anything you've ever done. Anything. The Bible's full of it. People who've murdered and raped and, you know, had adultery and all these other things. And if they went to God, they could be forgiven for all those heinous things they did. But we, like the women, go to see death. We know how to deal with death. We don't know how to deal with life. So they were afraid and full of joy at the same time. And Jesus says, do not be afraid. But there was an earthquake and an angel, and the tomb was empty. And they did see Jesus. Why did you come here today? Did you come to see Jesus? Oh, it's Easter, you know, Easter bunnies and eggs and breakfast and all that kind of thing. It's Easter. No, did you come today to see Jesus? Because Jesus is here. In the symbol of the light, the Paschal candle. In the proclamation of the gospel. In your singing. We haven't had singing like this for a whole year. Well, maybe since Christmas. It was wonderful. You're singing. Jesus is here in the bread and the wine. Jesus is here in the meal saying, take and eat. This is my blood given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And be forgiven and live life. But sometimes we are paralyzed, not by death. We know how to deal with death and gray hair and love handles and all that kind of thing. We don't know how to deal with life. Waking up this morning and seeing eggs all across my front yard, I smiled like I haven't smiled all week. I thought, somebody likes me. Yeah? Somebody likes me. It was wonderful. And all of a sudden I felt sort of alive after a whole week of not feeling that way. Act of kindness. I felt alive. I thought, there's hope. Colored Easter eggs on my lawn. I don't have to mow the lawn. That's a good thing. Yeah, I'll go pick them up so no dogs run away with them or anything. And I'll look at them, each one of them, and that. Didn't have to shovel snow to find them either. That's a good thing. But for me, this morning, that simple act of kindness was life. And I had to kick myself in the backside. Not hard and not easy to do. And say, okay, get over yourself. Live life. Enjoy life. Be happy. And yet we are like the women, and we go. Jesus is here today. In hymns and music and proclamations, sermons, scripture readings, and the Eucharistic Holy Communion meal. Take and eat, this is my body given for you on Good Friday. Take and drink, this is my blood shed for you on Good Friday. But now it's Easter Sunday, and we can celebrate and rejoice. Kairota is the Greek word. We can rejoice that life is in our midst. Why are you here today? What did you come to see this morning? And then, if you think that's all, who are you going to go and tell? See, go tell. It's not enough to just come and see. Oh, okay. But then it's go and tell. Who will you go and tell about the life that has been given to you as a gift?